Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, transforming the retail space with digital signage globally, all the major markets. We begin with the question of the American economy, the European economy. An article at Zero Hedge came up with a wonderful metaphor, the Ferrari versus the dollar store, although the dollar store is now the dollar and a half store. Chris, a very good day to you. I know the high end does well because we hear too much about the billionaires and we see too much about the extravagance that is the number of homes you can own, for example. We do not hear much about the dollar and a half store population, which is said to be strained. How do you see it, given your business reaches into the dollar stores and now and again has to take into account the car dealerships where the Ferrari set lives? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. You definitely see an issue of a tale of two economies. At the high end of the economic scale, those stock-holding, wealthy individuals in the economy are doing quite well. At the lower tiers of the economy, mid and lower tier, people are suffering greatly. And within that dollar store cohort, they're being absolutely destroyed in many areas because of the theft and shrink that's occurring in the stores, as well as the fact that the customers are simply pressured and do not have liquidity. So that dollar store is the canary in the coal mine for the lower two-thirds of the American economy.
It has been a frustration for the White House, at least for a year, that Bidenomics is not applauded. Because, and then we're given all the reasons that the American people should be thankful for the government spending. Has the government spending contributed to the pressure on the dollar and a half store? Is that about inflation? Is that what that is?
So, John, it's certainly part of it. The government spending has masked the true economic condition in the United States, that GDP, if you reduce or normalize government spending, is actually declining. So it's a sugar high. That being a sugar high that covers that known problem or visible problem. However, it is adding to inflation and is a problem. So that the issue, and as I think you start to see Mr. Powell doing now, how do you start to wean the market and change the conditions to try to get people back to work, to try to get the economy growing again without inflation taking off too rapidly and crushing the consumer?
The immigrant story. Mr. Trump talks a whole lot about it. Ms. Harris, not at all. But there are millions. Those are the numbers tossed around routinely. Many of them, as you and I have discussed in the past, are military-age males alone, strangely. All right, they're in America now. Are they part of the story at the dollar-and-a-half store? Are they taking jobs? Are they requiring services? Are they driving up rents because they're given vouchers and that means the landlords can raise rent on everybody? Or is that a minor story and couldn't weigh on us nationally?
John, I think being from Dayton, Ohio, and 25 miles from Springfield, Ohio, it's quite obvious in parts of the Midwest that the large influx of immigrants in certain communities, especially Haitian communities, are taking jobs from lower income Americans and allowing employers to pay less rather than have to increase pay to be competitive. So it is absolutely having that impact on the working class. The question is, when will voters realize it? And then what will that do both on the political and economic front?
China. I read from Bloomberg. China now has all the symptoms of a, quote, balance sheet recession, a protracted period of deflation, property market declines, debt overhang. Just as in Japan, this has followed an amazing period of growth. What would it take to escape the quagmire? Is this a fancy way of saying what you've been very bluntly saying for some time, China's in a recession and it can't come out of it? Or can it come out of it? Are there tricks underway right now? I noted the other day they moved the retirement age 5 years or so. Does that work?
John, when Mr. Xi was in San Francisco last year, the ask was for immediately between $5 and $7 trillion to bail out the Chinese economy, with the speculation that in reality you needed about $20 trillion US dollars to right the Chinese ship. China is facing a huge liquidity crunch with bad loans, with more and more failures in the property sector. The challenge that the Chinese government, both central and regional, is having now is liquidity. You're starting to see that in unpaid civil servants, unpaid tax refunds, and other things. China is constricting and does not have the internal capital to be able to fix that problem. With the rest of the world slowing economically and China being the manufacturing center for the world, unless you see orders uptake and liquidity regain, China is starting that death spiral.
The issue might be, is China warning us, or is China catching pneumonia because we've got a cold? These are mixed metaphors, forgive me. But I'm trying to understand who's warning whom. Are we warning China, or is China warning us?
China never cleared out the balance sheet from the 2008 crisis, nor did many other Western societies, to be honest. However, in China, they're warning us to say, even though in the U.S. you see GDP at small levels of growth, in reality, ex-government spending, the Western economies are starting to decline. China is simply showing that because they're the factory for all those products. You see Western consumers slowing, and China is that warning indicator, the flashing yellow light.
I see the American market. You see the European market. What is the relationship between the EU and China? Does China believe that the EU is going to make up the difference that is not America now? Because our orders have cut back. Do they think that they can balance with Europeans?
So, John, I'm sitting in Germany as we speak. I think the EU is starting to wake up. They're maybe 2 to 2.5 years behind U.S. policy, but they understand that there is existential competition on the commerce side with China. And you're starting to see discussions, such as here in Germany, of Volkswagen closing unionized plants that have never been closed before. So there's a reassessment or a retargeting towards the new reality here, which is, number one, there are likely to be more trade protections, more tariffs. And number two, especially in Germany, without access to cheap Russian energy, this economy is facing a big headwind as well.
Germany is squealing very loudly. Is it justified from what you see, Chris?
I think two separate problems. One, you have the immigration problem that's similar to, if not worse than what you see in the U.S. in terms of challenges with crime and other. But the second one is that the German economy is an advanced industrial economy. However, that economy does not have an energy capability internally. It's wholly dependent or materially dependent on cheap Russian energy. Until Ukraine is solved, until cheap energy is back on the table for Germany, the advanced German manufacturing economy will be in the doldrums.
Finally, work from home. The news from London, the new government, Sir Keir Starmer, is that labor is not enforcing work from home, I guess for its own people. Odd. Work from home here. Is work from home the reason it's drying up? Is that an indicator of the layoffs, of the job market tightening?
So, John, during pandemic, the fulcrum had swung to the side of labor, meaning that employers could not find employees. You would hire anyone you could, pay almost anything you had to get those employees in. That's in a market where labor was constrained. Now you're seeing many companies across all industries, retail, tech, banking, etc., cutting workers. With those worker cuts, the pendulum is swinging back to the employer, right. And employers are routinely saying work from home is over, choose to come in or choose to work somewhere else. But the pendulum is on the side of the employers as the economy constricts and workers are being shed.
Chris Riegel, Scholar.com, Scholar Report. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.